Natalie Ross is standing in front of a big water tank divided into three sections. She's a scientist at Canada's National Water Research Institute. She's working on a different kind of approach towards environmental cleanup. She explains she's letting Mother Nature clean up different aspects of pollution in each section of the tank.
The first one is what we call natural attenuation, which is based on the natural process to degrade contaminants. So that's what we can call our control.
In the second section, nutrients are added to the water to feed the existing bacteria to see if they can be stimulated to clean up the water that's polluted with chlorinated products.
The third thing, in addition to the nutrients, we add bacteria. And those bacteria were shown to degrade the chlorinated products. So we are hoping that that would speed up and also complete the process to the end where we are hoping to see no contaminant at all.
What Ross is demonstrating is green chemistry. Also known as green technology, the concept is simple. Instead of creating brand new chemicals, it's becoming increasingly possible to use the chemicals and processes already available in nature. The thought is that naturally occurring compounds will be less harmful than ones we invent in the lab. There are two streams of green chemistry. One is using environmentally conscious principles in the production of new products and processes. Water-based paints and fuel produced from corn are a couple of examples. Natalie Ross is demonstrating the other stream, using naturally occurring substances and biological agents such as bacteria to clean up the pollution we've already created. Jim Nicell is doing similar work. He's an associate professor in the Department of Civil Engineering at McGill University in Montreal. He's working with enzymes that will clean up toxic waste. He's found a surprisingly ordinary source of the enzymes, a piece of horseradish root.
You can take your horseradish, put it in a blender, get the horseradish sauce if you want, have it for supper. But before you do that, squeeze out the juice, which is pretty raw, awful, smelly stuff, actually has a very high concentration of this enzyme. I literally took that juice and added some hydrogen peroxide and it into a solution that contains some pretty toxic materials, and they just precipitate out. So with a very small quantity of this enzyme, we can actually have a major impact on reducing the toxicity of that waste.
The simplicity of green chemistry has been gradually attracting the attention of scientists and industry over the past 15 years. In terms of scientific developments, it's still pretty young, but it's a concept that makes a lot of sense to Nicell.
Nature's a lot smarter than we are. It has had a lot more time than we've had to optimize the way things are carried out. Now, we have all kinds of industrial catalysts that we have made in the past, but we don't have nearly the time, or I guess the capability, the experimental setup that nature has had to produce the optimal catalysts.
It might seem like an ideal solution, but critics say we need to be careful. One of the concerns which has been raised is ecological balance. Whenever large quantities of any substance are released, even natural ones, there's often a risk that we'll change the environment in ways we don't want to. Brian McCary is a scientist with the Department of Chemistry at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario. He says despite that concern, we shouldn't be overly worried.
They're natural organisms. They're not pathogenic. I don't think that they're going to really disrupt the balance of nature. They're not like putting in some really vigorous organism that now takes over. These are also not mutant, genetically engineered organisms, so I don't think anybody should be terribly worried about having all sorts of strange genetic material floating around that they're now going to get into the ecosystem and run amok.
There's one other big concern about green chemistry. The cost. Both Natalie Ross's water project and Jim Nicell's horseradish experiments are still in the early stages. It's not clear yet whether it will be cost-effective for large-scale industrial applications. But given the benefits of green chemistry, advocates hope that the value of using the simple answers nature offers will also be considered, not just the cost. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Victoria Fenner.